Yes, Lord, we find our hope and our peace in you, in your presence, because we know that even when there is chaos around us, that you are there with us, walking with us through it, that you are still in control. And so, Lord, we choose to just seek your face this morning. We choose to seek you, to take our eyes off of the things of this world and fix them upon you and you alone. We thank you and praise you, Lord, that we can trust in you, that we can rely on you, and that we can have peace that surpasses all understanding because of your goodness and your sovereignty. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh Lord, you're beautiful.
Oh Lord, you're beautiful.
So beautiful.
Your face is pray.
just want you.
Yes, Lord, that is our prayer this morning, that we just long for your presence, Lord. That is why we are here. That is why we came here this morning, Lord, to encounter you, to seek after you, to hear from you, Lord. And so we hold our hands open this morning to receive all that you want to pour out upon us through your word, Lord, through the message, and even just through conversations with other believers. Lord, we invite your voice in. We welcome your conviction into our hearts. We welcome your love and your mercy and your righteousness. All that you are, we welcome. So, Lord, come have your way and lead us deeper into your presence this morning. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And if you would remain standing in honor of the reading of the Word of God, and open your Bible, if you have one, to 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 9. And as we would look into God's Word, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church this morning. We bless the children as they go. 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 9 through verse 17. Peter writes this: "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as a supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up from evil. Live as servants of God. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God. Honor the king." May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word. You may be seated.